Whistle stop number 5, trains, planes, and people. As you enter or exit the west end of the village, there were two rail lines that intersect at this location. This was Omimi's Junction Station. Nothing remains of the buildings, but if you look carefully, you can see the outline in the bush area of an old rail bed. Apparently, it was the place to go for local entertainment on a Saturday night. Like the general store in Rayboro, it provided a place to visit with friends and neighbors and to watch passengers come and go. Junction Station had an attached residence. In 1927, there was a severe outbreak of influenza, and the family who lived in the station came down with it. The local doctor ordered the stove be moved from the waiting room and be installed in another part of the station. He believed the heat from the stove would carry the virus to others, which we now know is not true. It was moved to a temporary location with the stove pipes put through a wall in the station, and as a result, a few days later, the station caught fire and burned to the ground, never to be rebuilt. The Lindsay newspaper covered the story of the fire and reported this. Fire broke out in the Omimi Junction Station about 10 o'clock Friday morning, and in spite of the efforts of the fire brigade and dozens of willing workers, the building was completely destroyed. Three wells were pumped dry in an effort to subdue the flames, but all to no avail. Station Master Dixon's family was in quarantine for measles, but they were quickly removed to the home of Mr. and Mrs. Bradley. Two more train stations were built, with the last station being located at Sturgeon Street. In front of you is the concrete platform from the last station. The actual building was moved and relocated in the Lady Eaton Schoolyard straight ahead and to the left. A local story tells about a plane during World War II that was in distress in a snowstorm and needed to land. The pilot was lost and managed to make contact with someone on the ground for help. The local train engineer in Omimi started blowing the train whistle continuously, which brought out the local residents to find out what was wrong. Realizing the problem, residents brought oil lanterns to light up both sides of a nearby field close to where you're standing so that the pilot could land his plane. This action saved the lives of the pilot, crew, and the plane. Omimi is hometown to three famous people. Scott Young, who was a Canadian journalist, sports writer, novelist, and father of musician Neil Young, who spent his formative years in the village. Over his career, Scott Young wrote 45 books, including novels and nonfiction for adult and youth audiences. His son Neil went on to become a major singer and songwriter with hundreds of famous songs, such as Only Love Can Break Your Heart, Heart of Gold, and the song that forever immortalized his experience in Omimi, Helpless. Lady Eaton, Flora McRae Eaton, was the wife of Toronto department store president John Eaton of Eaton's Department Store. She was raised in a large family, and her house is still standing next to the Toronto Dominion Bank. Both public schools in Omimi are named after one of these famous people, Scott Young and Lady Eaton.